Incoming UAF Chancellor Dan White acknowledges challenges lie before him. The school, along with other campuses in the UA system, has been undergoing belt tightening in the face of reduced state funding. And this year, the Alaska Senate proposes slashing another $22 million from the UA system. At the same time, UAF's reputation has been tarred by Title IX violations. Nevertheless, White, who was at a Rotary luncheon Thursday, says he's confident moving forward.
We've made some mistakes and we've got some budget challenges, but we'll get through those. I'm committed to working on that, as I know many at the university are.
Currently, White serves as UA Vice President for Academic Affairs and Research. He began his career at UAF in 1995 as a professor of civil and environmental engineering. Over the years, he's filled a number of posts, including director of the Institute of Northern Engineering and Mines and associate vice chancellor for research. UAF has seen a pair of interim chancellors since Brian Rogers stepped down 2 years ago. An earlier search was stopped as the statewide system eyed a single accreditation process, which later proved impractical. UA President Jim Johnson says White's breadth of experience elevated him to the top of the latest search.
Breadth in terms of his experience in the classroom teaching, in terms of his experience in laboratories and in the field conducting research, and in his connections with the communities that we serve all across the state.
Johnson says White also has a depth of knowledge, having lived and worked in Fairbanks for so long. White takes up his duties July 1st. His salary will be $300,000 a year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.